While it can hardly be compared to a visit to the dentists, according to the eye specialists, many of us aren't visiting the opticians as often as we should be. In Derry, 46-year-old Jason Skultock says it was while bringing his daughter for an eye checkup, something sinister was uncovered behind his own eyes.
And he put the drops in my eyes and he says, look, Jason, there's something there. I don't know what it is, but I need to send you straight over to A&E. So he phoned the hospital, went straight over to A&E.
Days before the visit, Mr. Skultock had been feeling nauseous. His head and one of his eyes was sore and he felt very tired.
After casually mentioning his symptoms to optician Paul Curtis, he didn't expect what happened next.
Over in Alton Galvin, they quickly took me in, had a look, ended up got an MRI, and it turned out I had a large clot in the back of my head.
Paul Curtis says the public tend to ignore, forget or fail to prioritise going to the opticians, when in fact they should.
An eye examination is important to have done once at least every 2 years, unless there's other family or medical conditions. You only have one set of eyes. Sight is the one sense people fear losing the most. And early detection of any health condition is vital to having it treated.
Now, what are we looking for? Are we looking for another wee bit?
Downtime after school, and 9-year-old Shay McKeown and his sister Emer are doing a jigsaw. Several years ago, this would have been impossible. Life before wearing glasses was difficult for Shay. From his home in Silverbridge, he describes those early days in primary one.
I couldn't put toys back in the right boxes. I couldn't see the whiteboard.
What was your reading and writing like?
Not so good. Sometimes I got words mixed up with the letters and I couldn't trace them right in the air. I was getting them all mixed up and all.
His mum Lisa says they were aware something was wrong, but never thought of bringing him for an eye test.
I suppose you know that the school nurse is coming in P1 and you think, you know, at that point if there's any problems that it would be to detect it. But that particular year the school nurse was running behind and we ended up having to go and visit her in August, so that was between P1 and P2, and at that stage he had had his glasses 6 months, so he could have lost all of P1 with blurry vision.
And has it made a difference?
The transformation was just immediate once he got the glasses. The tiredness left him. He was looking at things as if it was the first time he had ever seen them. His mouth was open in amazement.
It's great. I can see everything, especially on holiday, seeing things that you would only see on TV and all. Or I can do my letters right, and I'm learning to do joint writing at the minute, so without my glasses it'll come in handy.
For many people, visiting an optician is free, including those who are under 16, in full-time education, pregnant women, the over 60s and those with diabetes. It's thought that around 45,000 people here suffer from sight loss. For thousands, however, that could be prevented by simply having your eyes checked out. The last word is with Jason Skultock, now wearing glasses and on daily medication. He says he's extremely grateful.
I had no clue that serious, you know, that clot was sitting in the back of my brain. Only for Paul, I'd be dead. So he saved my life as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's the long and short of it. I was that serious, yeah. It was, you know, as I say, the neurologist says that those couple of hours could have been the difference between life and death.